You are now listening to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program on strangelabel.com.
She walked away through a cheap pack of cigarettes, hard liquor mixed with a bit of intellect, and all the boys, they were saying they were into it. Such a pretty face on a pretty neck, she's driving me crazy, but I'm into it. I'm kinda into it. It's getting lazy. I think I'm losing it. I think I'm losing it. Oh, I think she said, having your baby, it's none of your business. I'm having your baby, it's none of your business. Having your baby, it's none of your business. Having your baby.
Previously on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. Mm-hmm.
You're on my side on this, right?
I wouldn't say I'm picking a side.
See, it's just these are things that happened. Ain't nobody blaming nobody.
I don't see any finger pointing going on. It just sounds like Napier's stating facts.
See, that sounds like Travis is taking your side.
There's no side to take.
No, he didn't smoke before. And then you said, hey, I think you should smoke for this movie we're doing. So then he did. And then he continued to smoke.
Yeah. To the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I am Mike. I'm joined, of course, by my co-host Napier.
Sup?
And via Skype, the king of pranks, the albino alligator, Mr. Travis Hulse.
Oh, hello!
Phone number to contact the show is 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Guys, we have one hell of a program for you tonight. So much to discuss.
Excellent.
Napier, would you take a good look at my couch? Can you tell that it's been shaved?
What'd you shave it with?
Like a razor? Like a face razor? See, Napier, the thing that happened was...
Okay.
I got on this little bit of a tangent yesterday, and I was running around like a crazy person. I watched 10 minutes of a documentary on Netflix.
Which one?
It was something about some cops. Jody said something about it on Twitter, and I was like, oh, maybe I'll check that out. I checked it about 10 minutes of it, and I went and took a shower, and I went and put mulch down in the backyard. And then I decided I wanted to make something for dinner, so I went to Target, bought something for dinner, came home with the stuff in the back of the car, realized, hey, you know, there's a tree on the side of my house.
Yeah, I noticed it's not there.
That's been banging against my wall when I want to go to bed. Like the tree bangs against the wall. So I went and cut the branch off the tree, went inside, realized that I had left all the stuff that I bought for dinner out in the car while I was cutting down the tree. So I brought that inside the house.
Was it any good?
Start watching YouTube videos, right?
Yeah.
I'm watching YouTube videos to try to explain things to me about my laundry keeps coming out with little things on them, you know, like little...
Balls?
Little balls.
Do you put dryer sheets in there?
I do. And it's not working. Whatever I'm doing is not working. I don't like these little balls. And, like, you know, I consider when it has little balls on it, I'm like, I'm not going to wear that anymore. It's got little balls on it.
No, there's little things you can buy to take those off.
Well, it told me to shave them. That's what the internet told me to do. Shave them. So I go and I get me a razor to shave my shirts. And I realize I should shave my couch. So I'm shaving my couch.
All of your couch?
I'm shaving my couch. Yeah. Getting the little balls off of it. And I realize that YouTube is still playing. And they're talking about your dryer vents, they'll catch on fire if you don't clean them out very often. I'm like, shit, I don't think I've ever cleaned out my dryer vent. So I stop shaving the couch. I go downstairs. I'm cleaning out the dryer vent. And I look and I say, oh, my God, this dryer vent that I'm looking at doesn't look like the dryer vent in the picture. And this dryer vent looks like critters can just crawl into my dryer because it, you know, goes to the outside.
Yeah, it's supposed to.
So I go upstairs, buy a new dryer vent on Amazon, continue shaving my couch. And I think I'm like, I got a problem. I can't. That documentary that I watched 10 minutes of was on pause all day, and I never watched any more of it.
It sounds like you have attention deficit disorder.
Do you think that's what it is?
Probably.
Travis?
Yeah, I mean, most people have it, I guess.
Do you get the little balls on your shirts?
You just use a lint roller.
A lint roller? That's masking tape rolled the wrong way on a...
Yeah.
And that's for cat hair, isn't it?
It's for anything.
For anything that sticks to your clothing. You just roll that sucker over the top of it, and you peel off what you used, and go to town and put her away. I have two cats and a dog in my house, so every piece of clothing that I wear that's not like the Under Armoury silky kind of polyester blend attracts all of the hair. So pretty much every day it's a lint roller.
You lint roll everything like before you leave the house? You're like, I don't want to be that guy?
Yeah.
You notice it on people, don't you? Don't you notice when they got hair on them? You're like, oh, it's one of those people.
I don't pay too much attention to anybody or what they're wearing or what they're doing, but I do notice it on myself.
Yeah, it's annoying.
You know,
I assume people are going to notice it when I walk out of the house, and that is why I do it. But I can guarantee you, even if I was completely covered in cat hair, not one person would notice because we're all a bunch of selfish assholes.
Yep.
You know, not this past weekend, the weekend before that, the local radio station every year has like a festival show that they run, and it's like an all day event. They bring a whole bunch of bands, and it usually does pretty well. They have them pretty regularly at this amphitheater in St. Louis. And this year, they had the bright idea, you know what? We should do this show, but we should split it up to consecutive Saturdays.
That sounds dumb.
And instead of one show, we're going to try to sell two shows.
Like 2 weekends in a row?
Yeah, 2 weekends in a row.
Well, they normally sell out, don't they?
So I thought it was kind of stupid, Travis.
You split it into the Sunday. You go Saturday, Sunday, or Friday, Saturday. You don't do Saturday and then the next Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday, and then, hey, by the way, come back next Saturday. So 2 weeks ago, at the very last minute, the headliner was Korn. And
Korn
dropped out at the last minute. They said, guys, you know, my throat hurts. I can't sing. The doctor told me I can't sing, so I'm not going to be able to make it. So they just said, okay, guys, come out to the show anyway. Breaking Benjamin will just play longer.
That doesn't sound like it's going
to
work.
And everybody said, this really sucks. We wanted to see Korn. Some people got a refund. Some people went anyway, and they saw Breaking Benjamin. So as that week progressed, there was the promise of the next weekend being much better.
Would Korn be there?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, the headliner.
Breaking Benjamin?
Huh?
Played before Breaking Benjamin.
Alter Bridge.
Oh.
And so, you know, a couple days into the week, you know, you started to, you know, get that feeling. You're like, oh, you know, the last one was kind of a disappointment. But hey, next week, Soundgarden is playing.
Oh, no.
And that'll be a fun show, right? We'll see Soundgarden.
Yeah,
we'll
that would have been a fun
house.
Show.
Next week, guys.
So now who has to play longer?
Stone Sour was the second build on that one. And so they just canceled the show, Travis. Well. They just canceled the show. They just said,
oh,
yeah, no, Let's not do this again, guys.
You kind of got to wonder, did they still pay Stone Sour? Because Corey Taylor, you know, he needs some cash.
Right. I don't know what they do in that case. But, you know, they just canceled the show. So I'd say these last couple of weeks has not been kind to the St. Louis community as far as rock concerts go.
No, probably not.
If anyone hasn't heard, Chris Cornell, the singer of the band Soundgarden, he killed himself. Immediately following, they said within 2 hours he was dead. He played a show in Detroit and then just went backstage and hung himself in the bathroom.
Fuck.
52 years old, the guy. And you know, it's funny because, like, everybody who was, you know, a noteworthy musician from that genre in the 90s, I mean, like, they're all pretty much dead.
Yeah, Blind Melon's gone. You got
Kurt Cobain,
Alice in Chains. Yeah, Nirvana.
Scott Weiland.
Scott Weiland, which is amazing. It took as long as it did.
The Sublime guy.
Yep, yeah. He overdosed on some heroin.
No, there's a couple people still left.
Eddie Vedder's left.
Yeah.
And Billy Corgan's left.
Oh, Dave Navarro's still kicking it.
You know, it's fun, like Laura's mom thinks that Eddie Vedder killed all of them because he wanted to be the last one. She actually had that theory. It was pretty good. She said, has anybody checked to see where Eddie Vedder was? They think that Eddie Vedder was offing everybody. That was her theory.
I don't know. Billy Corgan, isn't he a little kookadoodles?
A little bit.
Yeah, he's
a frequent contributor to the Alex Jones program now, and he's into wrestling. It's getting weird.
Mr. Cat Fancy himself.
Travis, coming up in a few minutes, we're going to have a guest. A couple of weeks ago, Napier made the accusation that I was the one that made him start smoking.
Well, I didn't smoke before you told me to smoke, and then I haven't stopped smoking. So I'm laying down a series of events.
And so, Travis, the day after we had that conversation, I received an email with a few people that we could potentially have as guests. And one of the people that I was offered was a man called the Cigarette Whisperer. And so I was the one that started Napier on smoking. And I'm going to be the one that introduces him to the man who's going to make him stop.
Good luck. I like smoking.
That email is, it reminds me of my second favorite John Cusack movie.
What's
Serendipity?
That? Yeah, I know. It was fate is what it was.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that and I said, oh, this is the man that we need. We need the Cigarette Whisperer, Travis.
And we got him.
You know, people who don't smoke don't understand smoking.
What do we
that
not
is very,
understand?
That's very
I
accurate.
Mean, like, I understand addiction and stuff. I'm addicted to food and soda and jacking off.
Yeah, but when
if I had to try to stop any of those, it would be very difficult for me.
Let's say you're having, like, a difficult time at work. Let's say, you know, shit is fucked and everything is going wrong. And you need to take like 5 minutes, get your head straight. You're like, I'm going to go outside and smoke and take 5 minutes, have me a cigarette. How about you guys fucking join me? You guys who smoke, the rest of you can just stay in the shit and just sit there with the shit until we get back. So all the smokers go out. We have ourselves a smoke. We discuss what's going on. We get ourselves a game plan. We come back inside and we punch out whatever's fucked.
That does kind of seem to be a trend at my work, too. It seems like the people that go to the smoke shed together have a better understanding of what's going on than I do.
Oh, yeah, that's a great place to go. You will get more shit done in the smoke area than you will spending an hour at your damn desk.
Yeah, I don't have the gossip. I don't know what the happenings are. I guess unless I meet another smoker. But I guess it's a social thing, too. You'd be lost without it. Travis, are you a smoker? You're a smoker, aren't you?
No, I haven't smoked in going on 3 years. I use that vapor thing.
You're a vapor too?
Yeah, vape. Yeah. Smoke, it doesn't matter. You go outside in the smoking area just like the rest of the trash.
I don't go outside. I just do it at my desk all day. So I do miss the little breaks.
Oh, they don't let me. Like, no, you can't do that in here. You got to go outside with the smokers.
It's not that they let me. It's that I do it in my office and I don't really care.
Oh, yeah.
So you're not allowed to, but you do it anyway because you're a rebel?
Never. Nobody's ever told me not to do it.
I swear to God, every time I'm having a bad day.
There's not been a memo, Travis?
There's no, well, it might be a corporate initiative to keep it out of the workplace, but I haven't seen it.
Yeah, how are they going to tell? Oh, what, it smells like mixed berries in your office?
Yeah, mine is like incense. Yeah, mine is an original like flavor, so it doesn't smell like anything. So if you come in literally 2 seconds after I blow it out, you wouldn't have any idea that anything ever happened. So I actually was on a really wonderful work training last Tuesday, and I was riding back seat of a coworker's vehicle. There's like four of us in there, and I pulled my little vape thing out when we got to our destination an hour and a half later. And he's like, "Oh, you could have used that in my vehicle. I don't care." And I said, "I was." So you see, nobody had any idea.
So do you avoid flavors and smells?
Yeah, the flavors are gross to me. I don't like the flavors. Just the regular. I just want the nicotine. It helped me to stop smoking cigarettes. I just want the nicotine. That's all I want.
Can you chew nicotine gum?
It's not the same.
It's not the same. No, that's the thing. Napier is right when he says that non-smokers do not understand what smoking is, and it is absolutely the activity of doing it. It's inhaling, it's blowing it out, it's picking something up and putting it to your face and then pulling it away from your face.
You
it's
have
a
like
whole
an oral
thing.
Fixation. You like to it have becomes an, in your mouth yeah. to suck on.
It's
mouth
the activity
and hands. Yeah,
of smoking.
It becomes an oral thing.
And it's a social thing. You go out there with the other smokers, and a lot of the people that you're going to go out there with, like if you're in, you know, your mid-20s, early 30s, like, you're going to go out there with the higher-ups, the people that have been there forever, and you're going to make some social contacts. You're going to get, you know, advanced info. People are going to look at you like, oh, I know that dude. That dude works out. Look at how fucking stressed out he is, pulling his own goddamn weight and everybody else behind him. He's out there smoking because he fucking has to.
I like to think that you're correct, and smoking is why I got where I am today.
Oh, I know it's where I got where I am. I would have been fired years ago if I didn't make all my friends out in the smoking area.
So this is like a love letter to smoking, really. And now we're going to have a stop smoking guy on.
Yeah. No, I get it. I get it completely. It's nasty. It's
bad
fucking
for
stinks.
You.
It is bad for you. But you know what? It fucking works.
The one thing that I can say since I've quit smoking cigarettes, and I will have the occasional cigarette, I have a pack of smokes in my screen porch that I make like an event out of it. I'll be like, hey, I'm going to smoke a cigarette later. But since I did quit smoking cigarettes, I can immediately smell them from like 100 feet away. And typically they smell really good. But like my nose is really cued into smoking pretty hardcore now.
You know, I used to like enjoy like the smell of a cigar, like, you know, somebody was smoking a cigar, you know, near me. Or, you know, I would have the occasional cigar. Like, you know what? That smells kind of good. I kind of like that. Now it is like somebody wafting dog shit at me. I cannot fucking stand it.
So have you turned the corner and now you dislike smokers?
I can't smoke any. Well, I can be around smokers.
You don't smoke cigarettes at all anymore.
No,
you have your whole thing.
I can't smoke. Like regular cigarettes, I can't do them anymore. It stinks. It tastes like shit. And I kind of like being able to look at my clothes and them not being a tinge of brown.
I will agree with you, too, with the smoking. Like I said, I'll have the occasional one. And like one out of every, I don't know, 8 to 12 cigarettes is amazing. And then if I try to follow that up with another cigarette, it's completely awful. But usually they're pretty terrible now.
Right. Well, let's go ahead. Take our break. We're going to take our break, guys. And when we come back, we'll be joined by Rocky Rosen, the cigarette whisperer.
Excellent.
What's that sound you're doing, Travis? What is that?
I'm whispering to the cigarettes. That's how you gotta train them.
You're listening to StrangeLabel.com. Viva La Label.
Here is another financial tip from Drunk.
When walking in bad areas, keep your cash in your sock.
My day started with your tweet about Chris Cornell, and it hurt my feelings, man. It's a rough day. I've been listening to that dude for like 15 years. It's crazy. But now the story's been kind of watered down, and nobody's really sure what's happened. I've heard a couple of different things. And one of the things they brought up was the autoerotic asphyxiation. Now, I've never been the kind of person to enjoy getting choked while I'm fucking, but I understand that if you enjoy something like that and you didn't have somebody at the time to choke you whilst you're fucking, then maybe you would want some kind of a tool to help do the job. Now, I don't know what they use. I'm assuming belt, rope, or however the hell it works. Either way, these people end up jerking off so hard that they're fucking pass out or slip, and then they hang themselves. The NXS dudes, David Carradine, hanging themselves in closets and shit. And I think it's time that we help out a little, because I'm sure there's others. So the idea is this. Jackstrap. Jackstrap. It's a piece of leather with a coupling in the middle. About 40 pounds worth of pressure on it. Kind of like at the gas pump, so that when you drive off, you don't rip the whole fucking gas pump down. A quick release, so that you can choke the shit out of yourself till you jizz all over the place. But if you pass out, your body weight will actually unhook the fucking strap. You get unconscious, and then maybe not as many people will die. That's all. Thank you.
Dear listener, although I agree with the spirit of your product, I worry about the liability it would cause if it fails for some reason. You're giving your customers free rein to jack at will without having to worry about dying. But what if they do? What if your product fails? They're gonna sue the fuck out of you. Or at least their family are. They'll be dead. Why did you wait till 2000 to start listening to Soundgarden? They were cool way earlier than that. Thanks for listening.
Once again, WFOD. Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
A cigarette between my legs. A dark and smoke filled. I sit down and think
welcome back. Phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Our guest tonight is the cigarette whisperer, Rocky Rosen. His four-hour course to help you quit is available now on the cigarettewhisperer.com. Rocky.
Hey there. Hey, guys.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay. Rocky, my co-host Napier, who's sitting here. Napier, say hi to Rocky.
Hello.
A couple of weeks ago, he accused me of being the one who made him start smoking.
No, I just laid down a series of events that happened, and then I started smoking.
And the day after we had this conversation, I got an email who said that you were available for interviews, Rocky. And I saw that as a sign that I needed to get you on the show, because you are the cigarette whisperer.
Well, that's what they call me. Do you? Let me ask you a question. Do you wish you didn't smoke?
No.
And no, you're not ready.
I don't want to. I don't wish that I didn't smoke, because smoking has helped me in more than just, you know, having nicotine in me.
Well, see, you stopped smoking, though.
Well, I'm vaping.
You're vaping.
Yeah, it's not smoking.
Do you know what the problem with the vaping is?
It's good.
I mean, can I just... Look, all I do... They call me the cigarette whisperer. It's a nickname. All I do is I talk people down. But you're vaping nicotine, am I right?
Oh, yeah, I love nicotine.
You love nicotine. What's nicotine?
Nicotine is some kind of little enzyme from the tobacco plant.
Are you in front of a computer?
Mike is.
Yeah. Go to dictionary.com.
You want me to find the definition of nicotine?
The fucking tobacco industries are so brilliant because they hide the truth about nicotine in dictionaries. So let me just educate you about something. Look up the dictionary definition of nicotine.
A toxic, colorless, or yellowish, oily liquid that is the chief active constituent of tobacco.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
It acts as a stimulant in small doses, but in larger amounts blocks the action of autonomic nerve and skeletal muscle cells.
Well, you're reading a different part. Do you see where it says, and it's valued as an insecticide?
Yeah.
You see, that means I won't swallow any bugs.
There you go. And that's fine. But you might as well at least be hip to it, that what you're doing every time you vape, every time you smoke, is you're inhaling insecticide.
Napier just inhaled insecticide a couple of weeks ago and had to call in sick because he sprayed too much ant spray.
I'm sure there's more than nicotine in there.
There's no nicotine in that anymore, because nicotine is too dangerous to put inside commercial. I mean, private use of insecticides.
Oh, but yeah, even some PC repair places, they won't operate on computers. That's used in a smoker's household because there's too many poisons in there.
That's right. That's why people think it's safer to vape, you know, because at least you're not getting the 4,000 other compounds found in tobacco smoke.
You know, so among can you blow your vape smoke on bugs and kill them?
I don't know.
They probably won't like it, but I mean,
yeah, they probably wouldn't be too hip on it.
Yeah, you can try it.
So Napier said that a big part of the reason that he enjoys smoking is the social aspect of it. And I kind of see that at my work, too, is it seems like the people that go to the smoke shack, they seem to be hip on all the latest gossip.
I'd rather hang out with a smoker than a non-smoker any day.
Because they're cooler?
Most often.
They are.
But just because you're hanging out with them doesn't mean you have to smoke at the same time.
Yeah, you can just go stand there.
You guys may have, people often have a misconstrue who I am. I'm not anti-smoking. I'm not here to try to convince anybody don't smoke. Feel free to smoke. I don't give a fuck.
Right.
I do care if somebody wishes they didn't smoke. And like, if you don't wish you didn't smoke, if you don't wish you didn't vape,
but maybe in a way, don't you kind of wish you didn't smoke? Like, don't you kind of wish that? You just, I mean, it's an investment.
Don't you kind of wish tobacco or nicotine didn't have this kind of hold over you?
Yeah, I kind of do. I'd like the money back.
Well, they're not going to give you back your money. You know that.
I wish there was a McDonald's whisperer.
Well, there might be. I'm not him. But there might be.
Well, that's exactly the whole reason I started vaping. Absolutely, was because I was done with cigarettes. It was Halloween almost 3 years ago, so I guess two Halloweens ago, and I had gotten a coupon for this Vuse kit in the mail, and it said free. Here, have at it, free.
Cool. They tricked
you.
And
I got it. Well, they did, and I got it, and I grabbed it, and it was Halloween, and I always felt bad about being the dad who had to light up a cigarette, you know, in the middle of trick-or-treating, like, a handful of times, and I was like, this is ridiculous. I should use this vaping pen that I got for free and see what it does, and I was amazed because I did not have a cigarette for, like, 5 hours, and it didn't bother me, and that was the first time for, man, probably 15 years that it didn't bother me not to have a cigarette for 5 hours. I mean, there was a time when I would go to a movie theater and like I would sit like five hours later,
the urge was there, right?
It wasn't there. Well, I guess the urge wasn't there is because I was using this vape pen thing. So I was still getting
something else.
I replaced it with something else, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I didn't want to be that smoker guy. I didn't want to be lighting a cigarette with a lighter, blowing cigarettes.
By the way, just so you know, cigarettes and nicotine don't give a fuck what kind of person you want to be. they already own your ass.
Oh, they did. And you know, coming from somebody who started smoking when he was, you know, kyping cigarettes from his mom who kept him cartons in the freezer when he was 10, 11, 12 years old. Right. He'd sneak out with a buddy and then go to the park and smoke a bunch of cigarettes and then throw up half the time because you smoked the half a pack of cigarettes with your pal. You know, ever since then, smoking cigarettes, you know, pretty much a pack a day since I was 16 years old. It was finally that time because I had tried to quit before and it didn't work.
So just so I know who I'm talking to. You smoke or you vape or you don't smoke or vape anymore?
I do still use the vape thing. So okay. I've been on the vape thing for like 2 years. And I would like to get rid of it because I have just changed one habit for the other. And now I hold onto this vape thing all day long, like literally all day long.
That habit is nicotine. That habit is insecticide. You notice when you vape sometimes that tingle in the back of your throat?
I don't get it anymore, sadly. I did like it when I first started.
Okay. You know why you're getting that tingle? You know why you get that feeling? It's because you're spraying insecticide directly to the back of your throat. So I just want to make you aware that, you know, this is what happens when you smoke. You're just constantly insecticide yourself. And my whole approach, I don't teach people, you know, most stop smoking approaches try to convince people, hey, the two big lies, I don't want to smoke and I have to stop. And that's the bullshit of it all. Because the truth about people like me isn't that I don't want to smoke. Truth is I do want to smoke at times. I just don't want to suffer the consequences.
In Napier's case, you know, I think about the people that had Beanie Babies.
Yeah.
And they bought a shitload of Beanie Babies. And I mean, those Beanie Babies, there was some that were, you know, the super rare ones that that people paid a great deal of money for. And now, I mean, now they're not worth shit. But people keep them because they invested so much in them. And I feel like in a lot of ways that's kind of like Napier is like, I mean, like he has like 20 different fancy ass vape pens and all the money he's put into all these different e-juices and all this stuff. And it's kind of like, shit, if I quit this, what am I going to do with all this stuff I invested in?
It sounds like a lot of businesses who have all these mainframes and now there's a cloud. What are they going to do with all that mainframe that they put all that money into? You know, things evolve. And look, Napier, don't let anybody give you shit. You don't have to quit smoking. You don't have to quit vaping.
Well, he gave me shit for getting him started.
I didn't give you shit.
Oh. You gave me shit is what you did.
Well, guess what? Just so I want to absolve you. It's not your fault that he started.
Thanks, Rocky. That's really all I needed.
And the truth is, he did it because he did it.
Right. You're a grown man.
There you go.
With an addiction. An addiction is a responsibility.
Do you think that's part of it, though? Is like you bought a bunch of Beanie Babies, right?
Oh, no. I don't have a bunch of different little vape pens. They keep breaking. So each time you see me with a new one, the last one's dead.
one of the things my clients do, even when they stop, is they still carry cigarettes or a vape with them. So they know they can do it anytime they want to.
I found that to be much more successful than taking your pack of cigarettes and crumpling it up and throwing it away. That's because right. you're an adult and you can go buy them anyway. So what's the difference? But yeah, like actually having...
They're all around you anyway.
Yeah, so you could grab it whenever you wanted. You just choose not to.
Or you'll see what you choose to do in that moment.
Oh, or you choose to have one like I do. I have a pack of cigarettes in my screen porch that I think I bought in November. And I think there's like a half a pack left.
So Napier, you're the one who smokes / vapes, right?
No, I don't smoke anymore. I just do vape. I can't stand cigarettes anymore.
In your life, who or what means the most to you?
I'd say Napier. The wife.
You're wrong.
It's Napier.
If my wife is it him? Does he mean the most to him?
No.
Oh God, who is it?
It's the nicotine.
Well, I mean, you can put that with anything. You could say alcohol or cheeseburgers. Well,
I'm talking to somebody who's hooked on nicotine. And when the nicotine calls him, he's going to walk away from everybody and anyone to go be with that.
No, not necessarily. It's vaping. It's not the same thing as smoking. I mean, you can, it's more social.
Well, then enjoy it. You could be socialized with non-nicotine vape.
But it's more fun. It's like, okay, all the smokers come outside with me. We're all going to smoke.
That's great.
I have heard that from people who have went from cigarettes to vaping is that the ones that you can mix the nicotine with, they started
more fun.
Yeah, and they started mixing it high and then they started dosing it out and then they just started smoking water vapor that had no nicotine in it.
Yeah,
and they
said you can get banana flavors and stuff.
Well, that
all flavors.
Yeah, that most of that all has nicotine in it, Mike. It's like you put the nicotine in it yourself.
Yeah, I started at like 20 milligrams per bottle. Mm-hmm. Now I'm down to like 6, 5.
Oh, cool. Cool. And again, as I always tell my clients, I mean, and truly, man, I really don't give a fuck whether you vape or not. And I don't mean that to be mean. I care if somebody wishes they didn't. If they wish they didn't, I can have them off in 3 days. No tricks, no drugs, no bullshit, no gimmicks.
Go to thecigarettewhisperer.com. You have videos there. It's like a 4-hour course that people could take.
Yeah, well, people have been hiring me one-on-one for years, and a partner of mine and I, we got together, we filmed the entire thing. And everything I do one-on-one is right there for people. And
I've got Rocky, are you using the black arts to stop people from smoking?
Fuck no. All very white art, all very positive.
All right.
Is it again, hypnotism?
Nah, fuck no. I got hypnotized 3 times and never made me want to stop smoking. Look, it's just the fucking truth. You know, it's a very direct, gentle, effective way to stop smoking. What I do is I teach people how to use the urge, not fight the urge. Most people think to stop smoking, I got to fight this feeling. But that feeling, if you keep fighting, it's just going to wear you out. But if I show you how to actually, you can use the urge as the way to get out of the urge instead of always trying to fight it. It's how never to be deprived. It's how to focus on the benefits. It's a very positive, cognitive approach.
No bullshit. I don't know, man. You're fighting an uphill battle with this stuff.
I'm doing what?
Fighting an uphill battle.
I don't,
man, the longer you're off it.
Well, he's not fighting a battle. He doesn't care if he's smoke. He's just helping people that want help.
Yeah. I'm not fighting anybody or anything.
Because Napier, when you really think about it, you can't fight that feeling anymore. Because probably at some point you've forgotten what you started fighting for.
He just wanted to be convincing in the movie we were making, Travis.
Do you want to know why you vape besides the social aspect? Because you can still be social without vaping. Do you want to know why people smoke, why they vape?
Yes.
They do it to make the urge to go away. The only reason why a person smokes a cigarette is to try to make the urge to smoke go away.
Because, they have the urge to do it, and so they do it so that they don't have the urge to do it anymore.
But then the urge comes back. You see, they smoke to end the Jones, and as a result, they spend all day jonesing.
Part of it is the whole, after a while, you do want that cigarette no matter what is going on around you. And part of it is you want the customers to go away. You want your job to go away. you want your stress to go away, and nicotine helps.
Then great, have at.
I find that alcohol works way better.
They don't let you drink at work.
I'm telling you, we need to bring back the Don Draper thing where he's just smoking and drinking all day long, make Peggy and shit just disappear out of his mind.
I don't know if I can follow you down that road, sir.
Never saw it.
So, Rocky, the cigarette whisperer.com, do you have like a social media thing people can get a hold of you on that, or?
Got my phone number on it.
Your phone number's on the website. Give Rocky a call. Rocky, thanks for hanging out with us for a few minutes.
Hey, guys. It was a blast. You guys have a good evening.
You too. Bob.
Thanks, Rocky. Appreciate it.
Later.
Travis, in the chat, they pointed out that Rocky was very liberal with the F word.
Good for him.
And I saw that.
He was excited that he was listening to some of the shows today on the network and said, I needed to know how liberal I could be with my language. And,
I saw that on that Anthony Robbins thing. He said he uses the F word to get people back in the moment. You know, like if they drift.
Shock you.
Fuck out there. And you're like, whoa! Anthony Robbins just said, fuck! And
that only
back.
Works if you're,
that, it's a that tactic, only works if Travis.
If you're in like a seminar or like a corporate training when people typically don't use F bombs or say shit, then it absolutely works. But when we're liberally throwing around curses, it doesn't work so much.
Well, no, it's not an attention grab. It makes you feel more like the person's more honest, like they're being real with you. They're
He's
not
being
censoring
real with you. He's not fucking around.
Yeah, he's not censoring himself.
He's a cigarette whisperer.
Dude's not trying to peddle nothing. He's trying to be there for you.
I thought for sure that Rocky would be way more impressed with my Beanie Baby analogy, Travis.
But I was totally into it. I liked it.
You liked it?
No, I
that's just.
The guy.
I was going
just...
to make. I realized I was on mute at one point, but I was going to say it was like when, you know, as a teenager into my early 20s, I had a lot of marijuana paraphernalia, and I was like, I just didn't want to get rid of it because I'd spent so many years smoking a bunch of marijuana out of these bowls and pipes and things like that. And I was like, what the hell am I going to do with this, you know, this blunt roller? What am I going to do with this?
Yeah, but I kept it in the box. You have all these tchotchkes, you know, what are you
going to
do?
Well, you know what you do. You know what you do? You rediscover it 15 years later, and you're like, shit, I'm really glad I still have this glass one-hitter.
Travis, I used to collect 8x10 photographs of goalies that are autographed, and I have them all framed in a big, huge bin down in a closet. I have hundreds of them, Travis, these 8x10 photographs.
You selling them?
No, I just have them. And I mean, I'm sure they're not worth anything, but I collected them for a while, and now I have it. My 8x10 photograph collection is Napier's vape paraphernalia, is your comic books, is everything.
Mike,
there's going to be a day that you're blind or something, Travis.
Mike, this is my entire smoking setup. I don't have little things. I have this little tank, and I have my juice.
Do you have like a briefcase thing that you keep them all in, though, Napier?
No, I just keep them in a plastic sack that came from the store. When they
I've
run
seen
out, throw
you
them
with
away.
Like five different vape things.
I've broken all of them.
They break like a motherfucker because that's the only way they can keep soaking you for money. It's just like my store-bought, like over-the-counter Views vape pens. These things are like $10 for like one cartridge and the barrel. And I've gone through like in the last like 2.5 years, I swear to Christ, I've gone through like a dozen of these bastards because the little thing that you plug the refills into gets loose and then it doesn't, you can't puff out of it and they make you buy a new one. The thing about this fucking company too, which is I believe an RJ Reynolds company, like a subshoot, they don't have any contact info on their website. So if you want to contact them, you have to like call them. Nobody calls anybody anymore. People just want to send an email saying, hey, your faulty product just cost me another $10. Could I maybe get a fucking coupon for a free one or something? But no, there's a phone number. You have to call and talk to somebody, probably in India, who barely speaks English, telling you that you should just go and buy a new one anyway.
Yeah, just it's go buy bullshit. A new one. Travis?
That's it's not worth the $10.
Just go buy a new one.
I just go buy a new one.
Right. That's what you do.
Yeah, except for mine, these little boxes that you see me with, each box is like $75 to $100.
It's a lot of money.
It's too much. I would throw a fuck shit fit at your local vape emporium.
Oh, I use them so much that the threads wear out. So when the threads wear out of the box, the $7,500 box, I can't replace them.
Diamond Dallas Page thinks those give you ball cancer.
I don't know about that.
And I guarantee that it's a couple of years away, they're going to say, those things have been giving you ball cancer the whole time.
Yeah, but everything that's what people want. Ball cancer.
I live in a paper mill town. I'm going to die at fucking 55.
Travis, you know what I've been seeing a lot?
No.
When I go to the Walmarts and the grocery stores, it seems like I'm seeing more and more able-bodied people on those motorized carts.
They're fun.
It seems like more and more people are taking advantage of the motorized carts and using them when they don't have to. I think those typically were designed for handicapped.
Well, it's handicaps and seniors, but I see a lot of people who just choose to eat a lot of food wearing them.
I've just seen normal, everyday people on them.
Sometimes it's like children enjoying themselves riding around Walmart.
Travis, they look fun.
Don't they?
But I mean, like, I would never be the person to use one of those when I don't need it because, you know, not only do I know that all the people around me are thinking, look at this asshole, but like, what if like a cripple comes in and doesn't have one because I'm being an asshole?
Hey, tell that to my counterfeit handicap sticker that I keep in my front windshield.
You have a fake handicap sticker, Travis?
They're very easy to print out.
That's horrible.
Travis, do you really have a fake handicap sticker?
Do you know how much better life is when you can park closer to the door and also not worry
about something? This is a bit, right? You cut out. He said, yeah, it's a bit, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a bit?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Would you like me to send you a fake handicap sticker?
Kinda.
I guess you're only in there for a short time. You don't really have enough time for someone to do a full investigation.
It's a lot like the I just rewatched the movie, the Nicolas Cage movie, The Family Man. You know, he was like a wealthy Wall Street business guy. All he had to do is bark at somebody and everything was at his fingertips at any given moment. But then he went and he got a family and some kids and shit, and he learned how, you know, there's more to life than just money and things. Well, I kind of went the opposite way. I used to park very far away from the front doors of the shops that I wanted to frequent. And then I got myself a counterfeit handicap sticker, and I put that in my window, and I parked closer. So I guess I've gone from good to evil, but it's way better.
Travis, this is like a really despicable thing.
Remember what I said previously about the lint on the shirts and about how nobody pays attention to your shit?
Right.
Well, I don't pay attention to their shit, so.
Travis, I don't even park in those expecting mothers ones.
They need the exercise. You should park sideways in them.
Oh, God, I dated a lady that demanded that we park there every time, even though she was not in any way pregnant.
Guys, I was leading to my great idea.
What's that?
I think that they just need to open a department store where everybody gets to ride the electric cart.
You mean like that spaceship in WALL-E?
Yeah, kind of. But, you know, like people want to ride those, but they can't because there's either not enough or they're designated for cripples.
There's no sign that says you can't use them.
But use people them. Don't, Travis, but we all want to. You want to ride around on one of those things, don't you?
It's like polite society. You know that you shouldn't because you don't need it, but at the same time...
Obviously, Travis, we've learned that you don't give a fuck about polite society.
Oh, not one bit.
But what I'm saying is the normal folks... I mean, Napier, you've never got on one of those things before, have you?
When I worked at a grocery store, I had to bring it in because it was too heavy just to, like, push. So you had to, like, get on it and drive
it. It was fun, right? You wouldn't mind shopping like that, right? Ride around on one of those things up and down the aisles. Make everything, like, low enough that you don't have to get up. And maybe you charge a little bit more for the privilege. You know, I mean, you don't have regular carts. You have these electric carts. Prices go up.
I don't know. Napier, what do you think? It'd be like being a baby in a cart pushed by a grandparent that has all of the problems, who can't move beyond a step every 30 seconds. Those things are so goddamn slow. If we really want to do this, Mike, we have to supercharge those bastards. It's like when you used to go to an amusement park and you tried to pick out the best go-kart to get on while you're standing in line. You're like, oh, shit, look at that guy just fucking buzzed past him. We got to get that one. We need
bumpers on them.
And bumpers as well, because you know that's happening.
Fuck yeah. Yeah, so you get these carts, right? And maybe you can go into It's a Small World, you know, like a, what was that called? It's a Small World, after all, the children's thing where you roll through the little thing and all the little kids sing songs to you.
Yeah, but it's on tracks.
Okay, you can go through little areas where they advertise things to you, and if you watch the advertisement, you get coupons.
Doesn't Sam's already do that?
Yeah, but we're doing it on the bumper car place.
Neat.
They'll give you coupons. They'll put it right into your cart.
Can I vape?
You could vape the whole fucking time. I'm telling you, I want to ride on one of those things, but I'm never going to be the kind of person who can, Travis.
All I'm saying, Mike, is that there's no reason not to jump on one of those motorized carts if they're available, because being a good person, all it does is make you work 12 days straight without a day off, 12 to 16 hour days in a row. And in the middle of that, your refrigerator goes out. You know what I mean? So, like, there's no point to any of this. It's all chaos. It's all anarchy. Just live your life. Make sure the people close to you are taken care of. You don't, quote-unquote, hurt anybody, but live your goddamn life. If you want to ride one of those fucking scooters in a fucking Trader Joe's, get on one of those goddamn scooters.
I was wondering if he was going to start adding fucks to, you know,
and go buy whatever the hell you went to get there. Just drive the cart. It's all pointless. None of it matters.
Travis,
go sit on the cart.
Travis, have you ever been caught in one of those handicap stalls when a handicapped person needs to use them?
Oh, never while I was present. I mean, maybe.
No, I use the handicap stalls all the time. Yeah, they're the most comfortable. They're nice and roomy. I like them.
I was at my job.
I'm going to say that Travis sounds like he needs a cigarette.
Yeah.
I'm sucking on this vape pen. It's not doing anything for me.
Yeah,
the Jameson.
Suck harder, sir. So I was taking a poop in the handicap stall because all the bullpens were full. Like, this, everybody was shitting this restroom out. And a handicap person needed to use the handicap stall. And they're jiggling on it, and they're pissed off that, you know, somebody's in there. And while they're jiggling on it, I said, hey, it's occupied. And this dude screams at me, well, I hope you're fucking crippled. And I said, no, I had a medical condition when I came in here, and this was the only stall that was open. He said, what fucking medical condition do you have?
Had to take shit.
I said, I had to take a shit. I got yelled at while I was in mid-plop.
Wow. Yeah, I don't talk to people while I'm pooping.
So that just goes to show you that guy was not a good person. He hoped you were crippled.
Yeah,
it's kind of a
he
thing,
wanted right? you to be crippled.
Well, he was. That was supposed.
Yeah,
to
but he also apparently. Wanted you to be. He said, "I hope you're crippled. I hope you're handicapped."
Yeah,
that guy sucked. That guy's a piece of shit.
Well, he had to go down like 100 feet or so to get to the other restroom.
Travis, you don't really have a fake handicap sticker, do you?
No,
I could. I mean.
Yeah. So are we going to weigh in on this Ryan Getzlaff situation?
Oh, he called somebody a fucking cocksucker.
Yeah, he called him a cocksucker.
Ariana Grande?
Yeah, he called somebody a fucking cocksucker and they fined him for it.
Yeah, because it was a homophobic slur. He said, the NHL said he used a homophobic slur against an official.
Right.
Well, maybe he was just saying that official was a girl.
Or just that he sucks on cocks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just loves cocks.
I kind of find it hard because everybody was thinking he used the F word. And, you know, people.
Yeah, that is definitively a homophobic slur. I mean, that means gay person.
Yeah, that's a slur. But, I mean, people were assuming that's what it was. And when people said, oh, he called a ref a cocksucker.
I think cocksucker is kind of borderline.
Cocksucker's fine. Because think about it. If this is the case, if we're getting rid of cocksucker, wait another 10 years and then motherfucker's going to offend a whole group of people.
Yeah, I know.
I love fucking my mother. What, I mean, you know, what are you implying?
You're what would you even call that? What a phobe would that be?
Incestophobe?
Incestophobe is probably in Napier's vape juice.
Kentucky phobic.
It's going to kill you, Napes.
Why does it have to? Everybody keeps saying it's going to do something. Everybody says that this vape shit, there has to be something wrong with it.
It's got incesticide in it. DeRocky told you.
Yeah, it's incesticide.
You feel it in the back of your throat.
No, I don't. Not with vaping.
You're going to die.
Well, we're all dead, Mike.
You know what I have to try again soon? It's been a long time. Is like chewing, like dip. Like I've only tried it a few times, but I'll tell you, and it wears off just like smoking or vaping or whatever does if you do it too often. But man, did I used to love the tingle of like chew in my like front of my gums, man.
I didn't like that. No. That's weird. I didn't like that.
Yeah, that tingle. I thought that was great.
No, it makes me feel like my gums ain't working good. Like there's something wrong with them. I stopped that shit real quick.
Like I said, that just goes back to us talking about liquor and how wonderful it used to make you feel. But when you keep doing it too often, it's not the same.
That's why you got to do liquor and ice cream.
Oh, yeah, liquor, ice cream, beef sticks, whatever. What's around?
Napier.
Yes, Mike.
Do you have anything you want the people to know about? Any picks of the week?
I'd like everybody to know that cocksucker is pretty harmless. It doesn't really warrant like you having to sign a check over to your employer over it. I mean, I'm not saying use it every day to describe your boss, but it's a little weak. It's a little weak.
Travis.
Yes, sir.
Do you have a pick of the week?
Well, I have a couple of things. My pick of the week would be Aziz Ansari's second season of Master of None. Really enjoying that show. I only have two episodes left of this season. Really liking it, season two. Check that out on the old Netflix if you got it. And also, I just am trying to incite a bunch of prayers. Because I have purchased a new start relay for my refrigerator, which went out the middle of last week, and I'd really like it to work again because living out of a cooler is bullshit. If we could all just put our hands together and bow our heads for a second and hope that the part that I ordered on Amazon for $24.99 shows up. And fixes my problem because
the
I really
WFO
don't want to
spend. D curse is working overtime on fridges.
Yeah, Napier's next.
And one of drunks, but he'll have a spare.
He's got a spare. That's the thing. The only thing that saved me was I have a cooler in my screen porch that I typically don't start up till Memorial Day, which houses beverages, usually a lot of beer. Started that up early so I could put the condiments and things into that thing so they didn't spoil. So otherwise, living out of a cooler. So pray for me.
Guys, if you smoke and you don't want to, check out Rocky Rosen at thecigarettewhisperer.com. His phone number's on there. Give him a call. Let him know you heard him on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. And tell him you thought he was fucking great.
Excellent. Well, that's my mama.
But it's all right when you're all in. want you to know it's over.
Well, bye.
Guys, it's Napier. Join us live Monday nights at 9, 8 central on strangelabel.com. You can listen to back episodes at wfodix.com. Call in, leave us a voicemail at 636-487-HAND. That's H-A-N-D. Interact with us on Twitter at WFODshow or facebook.com/WFODix. Email your comments to wfodshow@gmail.com. Special thanks to our Patreon sponsors, Brian Kranz, Liquid Lozenge, Harry Balls Anya, and Jody B. Come back next week. We'll do this again, probably.
Hey guys, Mike here. If you go to WFODix.com and look under the Extras tab, you'll find a link to our Patreon. That gives you the opportunity to donate your hard-earned dollars to support the amateur cocksuckers who do that podcast you're considering removing from your iTunes library. Look, it's there if you want it. If not, just click on something else, like our outdated bio or the collection of songs Napier butchered. We're just happy you exist. The world is a cold, cold place without those sweet, sweet likes.
I read a book at 22 years old called Taboo Language, which changed my life. It was written by a brilliant psychiatrist who had studied Freud. And he said, you know, Freud was a genius and he was messed up. He was addicted to cocaine. He thought everybody wanted their mother. But his genius was that if you try to make a change and you don't succeed, it's because consciously you say you want one thing and unconsciously another. And so he would use provocative language to disturb or jolt the person out of the surface bull to something deeper that was real. I use it and you see people get shocked or they laugh or whatever. Mm. And when they shock or get laugh, then what comes out is the real them instead of the manufactured how I think I should be. And then you can make real change. Because what makes real change happen is getting real. You can't do it as long as you live an old pattern. And old patterns control us. And so my goal is help break through that.
And we're going to make it so you can enjoy yourself.
Oh, are you sure?
This is an Australian innovation. It's called the Aussie Jackstrap. And it's a combination of old technology with modern materials and application of some new innovative technology that we have taken a patent on. I'm a retired cattle farmer, and with a little bit of assistance from an engineering friend, we've developed this. We've tried to make it as effective, as lightweight, and as simple as we can make it. And we believe, and hopefully you will agree with me, that what we have produced is a very good product. It's very simple to operate. You merely take the jackstrap, you find yourself an anchor point, which can be, or which is in this case, the cross arm on a stockyard gate. It might be the roof truss on a roof of a shed. It might be a purpose-built gantry. It might be the limb of a tree. But that's up to you. You take that anchor point, you attach your jackstrap to the load to be lifted. You just hold it there, take it up, holding the lock out of the road. Take it up, hook it onto your anchor point. It's as easy as that. Now, when you want to lower it, you just pull down on the strap, like that, releases the lock, hold the lock up, and allow it to go back to wherever you want it.